This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Summertime is camp time, which in Northern California means the campaign against marijuana planting. Midway through their eradication season, camp spokeswoman Michelle Gregory says they are pulling up more pot plants than ever.
This time last year, we had like 1.3 million plants. So far this year, we have about 2.7 million plants.
In each of the past 2 years, the total has wound up around 2.9 million plants destroyed. But Aaron Smith, California Policy Director for the National Marijuana Policy Project, says those numbers are just so much smoke.
Every time these camp raids turn up more and more marijuana farms in our public lands, it's touted as some kind of victory on the part of the prohibitionists. But actually, it's like trying to empty the Pacific Ocean with a pail. The actual effect on the streets is nil. Marijuana is widely available. This is obviously a complete failure, and we need to rethink our marijuana laws altogether and move towards taxing and regulating this popular commodity.
In a world where the law of supply and demand prevails, Smith notes, consumption of marijuana remains, well, high, with one recent survey finding more California teens smoking pot than tobacco.
1 out of 10 Californians admit to government surveys to having used marijuana in the last year. 50 million Americans in the last month.
Even Camps Gregory acknowledges that their increasing confiscations each year reflect a growth market in growing cannabis.
It could very well be an increase in what's being grown, but we've gotten better at knowing where to look and how to find them. It seems like we find more sites every year, too. A lot of them tend to be kind of in the same areas, or they'll come back to the exact same spot. If we start there and looking in that general area, next thing you know, you've found several more. It's such a proliferation of these plants are just everywhere, and these growth sites are absolutely everywhere in the state.
In 2006, the last year for which they have published figures, Camp said their raids collected plants worth $6.7 million. But Smith notes that the value of the remaining harvest is pegged at about 20 times that amount.
Estimates are upwards of $14 billion. It's our number one cash crop in California, and it's really just bordering on criminal that our state is allowing this huge agricultural commodity to exist underground, unregulated, completely untaxed.
And for the first time, some serious consideration is now being given to changing that, thanks to San Francisco Assemblyman Tom Ammiano's proposal to regulate and tax marijuana and create a significant new revenue source for our strapped state. Smith is all for it.
The State Board of Equalization estimates $1.4 billion in tax revenue. That would be sales tax and an excise tax of $50 an ounce. That does not include law enforcement savings. It doesn't include payroll taxes and other taxes that would spin off from the legalization of marijuana. It's enough to pay for the annual salaries of 20,000 school teachers in California.
It would also eliminate the rationale for funding camp, although that would be a fairly small savings. Gregory says the program's annual cost, spread through numerous state departments, amounts to just several hundred thousand dollars each year. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.